Hello, my name is Henry.
And my name is Aurora. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs created a lot of artwork recently. Last week, they did a guided drawing of the Cat in the Hat after reading the Dr. Seuss book. They also created a Dr. Seuss-like creature and did some writing about its name and its attributes. On Friday, the kids spent the afternoon creating a pop art landscape picture. They are hanging on the walls on the way to their classroom. In math, Bear Cubs continue to work on groups of tens and ones.
The Fawns have been learning about money. They used a magnifying glass to determine similarities and differences in pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters. They also played a coin match game. The object of the game was to match coins by using the sense of touch only. Students used a cloth bag full of various coins. Dimes were the easiest to identify by touch alone, followed by quarters.
The Wolves are making posters about the scientific methods. These are intricate works of art that will be posted around the school to remind kids who are working on science fair projects that using the scientific methods is best practice. The steps to the scientific methods are, 1, ask a question. 2, do background research. 3, construct a hypothesis. 4, test your hypothesis by doing an experiment. 5, analyze your data and draw a conclusion. And 6, communicate your results.
In art, the Lynx focused on color theory. The students mixed balls of Play-Doh to create a color wheel. They also defined primary, secondary, complementary, and analogous color schemes in their notebooks. A few weeks ago, the students started reviewing their portfolios. They worked in groups of two, describing the work they have collected over the years. The kids love to reminisce. The students defined the purpose of the portfolio before creating a lengthy list of possibilities of entries for this year. The students began the process of reflecting on pieces of work they have defined their learning and growth this year, and will continue to add to the portfolios little by little until the end of the year.
The Otters have more than one visitor to help them with their felting project. As a tie into their study of the world geography, people, culture, and art, Mona Abdul-Rahman worked with the students doing some Qigong. This is a type of martial art that involves slow and deliberate movement. Self-discipline and balance are only two of the expected outcomes. Mona spoke with the students about conveying a sense of place in the felting project. The felt mural will depict the four seasons in Cook County.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Aurora.
And Henry.
Have a great day.